Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill. And after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad you're here, and I am excited to share with you today a session that I hosted within a 3-day experience that I hosted a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, called Take Up Space. So what I'm sharing with you today is day one of that experience, day one of Take Up Space. And on this day, we talked and we explored the idea of reclaiming our power and what it means to reclaim our power, because it's not about drawing in a power that's external to us. It's about remembering the power that's already within us and recognizing that over centuries, the connection to that power was disengaged, and that we have an opportunity to re-engage with it. And that's what this beautiful session was all about. You will hear me connecting with the women who were there live. They share some of what has come up for them, some of the ways that, you know, we as women avoid taking up space. And those ways can feel like, oh, it's not such a big deal, until we realize that when you add it all up, it results in us playing small, holding back, not stepping fully into the full expression of who we are. So I am really excited to share this session, this live session with you. And if you would like to access the replays for the remaining session, so if you would like to experience the full journey of Take Up Space, you can go to the show notes and there is a link there for you to sign up to receive the full experience. So if day one, which you'll listen to now, draws you in, you can go ahead and register, and you will get the other 2 days, and you will also get a one-on-one call with me. So as I see you register, I'll send you a link, and we can book a call to chat more about what taking up space means for you. You will also hear me in this session share more about Supernova, the membership for women over the age of 35, where we step into our power, we redefine success, and we are making our next years our best yet. And we are now almost at 90 members within Supernova, though we just launched last October. And the women who are coming into this community are so powerful, but it's not just because of what they do or who they are or the titles they hold. It really is because of the energy they bring into the space, the intention they bring to the community and group, and because we share this beautiful common vision to step into all that we are in this next stage of life. And within Supernova, we do that via workshops, masterclasses, guest speakers, panel conversations, very real hands-on expert advice, but also just space to connect. So if you would like to learn more about Supernova, or if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you are not a member yet, I encourage you to join us and to apply. You will not regret it. And if you have any questions, you can always connect with me on Instagram or send me an email at kana@allyouare.ca. All right, let's dive in to this first beautiful day of Take Up Space. So welcome, 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 beautiful women. I'm so honored that you are here. Today, we are going to be diving into the first day of Take Up Space, which is all about reclaiming your power. So over the next 3 days, we're going to reclaim the parts of ourselves that the world has taught us over centuries to hide, doubt, or abandon. And this is a space for us to take up all the space that we need. So it's a safe space. It's a space to share as much as you feel comfortable sharing. It's a space to say the things that, you know, maybe you are not necessarily comfortable saying in other places. Doubts, limitations, things that frustrate you. You know, there's a lot of power in what frustrates us. There's a lot of power in understanding that. This is a space for you to feel fully seen and heard for yourself, but also for each other. And for those of you, I mean, most of you know me, but for some of you who we've just met recently, my name is Kana, and I'm the founder of All You Are, which is an empowerment platform and community for women over the age of 35. And I'm also the host of the podcast Be All You Are. And I really believe that it is at this stage of life that we've spent decades of our life doing research, as Carl Jung says, on ourselves. And we are only now starting to understand who we are, what we truly desire, what is meaningful to us, what is valuable to us. And so really, if we look at it from that perspective, basically the best is absolutely yet to come. But we've also had decades, and as we'll see today through our conversation, centuries of programming that has led us to put ourselves in a box, many boxes, and to buy into these limitations that we have been sold through our ancestry, through centuries. And now is the time at this stage of life when we have this experience and this wisdom. Now is our opportunity to pull that all apart, right? To really take a look at it, pull it all apart, and then being able to look at all that, move forward with a new level of intention and a new level of knowledge about who we really are. And this is what we are going to be doing together. Okay, so I want to quickly recap our 3 days together. Today, it is all about remembering who we really are beyond the titles, roles that we all play, our familial, cultural, and societal conditioning. There is a lot. Tomorrow, we are going to lean into how do we embody that power? So it's one thing to remember and be like, okay, intellectually, I get it. But how do we lead ourselves from that place with confidence and conviction? And how do we continue to tune into our inner voice, our inner goddess, as we'll talk about, and move from that place with a sense of safety? So, yes, that's like a really important thing. Okay, so that's what we're doing on day two. On day three, we want to look at the journey ahead. Really, that is sort of the point of all of this is, yes, to remember, yes, to embody, but where are we going with this information? How are we looking at what comes next in our lives? Like, all of you on this call have accomplished so much, you've done so much, you know, you have so much, but still, I think for a lot of us, there's a sense, but there's more within me. I know I have more to give. I know I have more to experience. And how do we take all of this knowledge and now go and create, right? And create the life that we want. So what could be available to us if our biggest commitment going forward is towards strengthening our self-trust, towards trusting in a higher consciousness, that feeling that everything is always working out for me, deepening your wisdom and intuition so that you can then almost sit back and be witness to your life blossoming in ways that you can't even imagine. And also to be able to look back and be like, wow, I co-created all of that, right? Like I had a hand in all of that in the most beautiful ways. I never knew I had it in me. And that's really what I want for you today. I am also going to be sharing with you more about the ways we can be in community together. So there's many women on this call who are already a member of the Supernova membership community. So I'm going to be sharing more about that and maybe asking them to pipe in a little bit too. And I'm also launching a new program that is all about reinvention, right? So like, again, getting to this place, but then saying, who do I want to be? What do I want my life to look like? And then going into deep work around that. So there's something I'm really excited about to share with you there. And what I wanted to do quickly to check in with you before I keep talking is to ask, like, how do you want to feel after the end of these 3 days? I know some of you may have come with like a, yes, this totally speaks to me. Some of you may have just been curious. Some of you may be at a time in your life where you're like, you know what? I feel like this desire to take up space. If you could share in a word or two, what are you hoping to feel after these 3 days together? Confident, bold, aligned, empowered, worthy, clear, re-energized, ready to move, take action. I love it. Action. I'm all about action. We need to be constantly moving. And by every step we take, we build that confidence to own who I am unapologetically. I love that. Energize, re-energize. Okay. Clear, worthy, strong. Confirmation that I'm on the right path. Empowered and energized, powerful. Yes, these are so good. Oh my gosh, we are in the right place. We are in the right place. I'm so glad you're here. So I love all of these, and that is 100% my intention for you. That is why I created this experience. And you know that all the things that I create, for those of you who've been in my spaces before, they're not from some market research place, right? They're not from this place of like, that's not how my brain works. They're more from the sense of feeling into it, listening, hearing the conversations, noticing. And through all of that, I feel guided towards what I want to offer. And that is truly how this experience came to be. So what I want for you is I want you to feel a shift. I want you to feel a shift within, a sense of conviction around who you are and how you're meant to be and show up, right? I want you to see the doubts and the negative self-talk for what it is, just stories that we've been told and that we've perpetuated by continuing to tell them to ourselves, right? So first of all, just knowing that these stories did not come from us. They came very much from external sources over centuries, but we continue to tell them to ourselves. And that's where we know we can break the cycle. And it doesn't mean that these stories will completely go away. I can tell you, you know, being on this path and very much on this path with you, they do not go away. They come back. But I want you to not believe them anymore, right? So it's sort of this feeling like, oh my gosh, here I am again. I'm feeling self-doubt. I'm like letting this thing mean something. I'm letting it make me step back because who am I to do this, right? And I want you to hear those voices because they will come up. But I want you to then be like, oh, Oh, that's the same old thing. That's just like the stories that have been going on for centuries, and I'm not listening to them anymore, right? And slowly bringing yourself back. And I want you to be able to step back and see, oh, through this conversation today, going forward, I want you to be able to see, oh, that's why I feel this way. Instead of being like, what's wrong with me? I have everything. Why can't I make things happen? Well, you know, I want you to be like, oh, that's why I feel this way, right? And allow that to shift things for you so that you can be like, nope, I'm not letting that keep me back anymore, right? I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm done with thinking, feeling, acting small. Especially now as we approach midlife, because we have freaking earned it. We have been through so much, and I just don't want us to carry that with us forward, right? Like now's the time to put it down. So today is about reclamation, coming back home to the truth of who you are beneath all the conditioning, the noise, the expectations, the roles that you've been playing. And I want you to just think about what you could do and who you could be and how you would show up, right? Like courageously, confidently, boldly, unapologetically energized, clear. You know, if you could show up that way, and if you just didn't give a shit, right? If you could let it all go and choose what matters most to you, do what calls to you without it being dictated or commented on from external sources. I'm mixing up my words. Some imaginary, some real, right? Some are real voices, like maybe in our lives. Some just come from within, right? So, but I want us to imagine what we as women could not only do in our own lives, but what we could do in the world if we held and operated from this energy of, I don't give a shit. And not, I don't give a shit, like I don't care, because that's wired in us. We will never not care. But it's like, I don't give a shit. This matters, and I'm going to say it. That's what I mean. So before we begin, I want to just do a really quick little 2-minute grounding exercise with you, because I think as humans, we think of ourselves as separate from our environment and from our natural world, right? We talk about going into nature, and we talk about taking our socks off and putting our feet on the ground, and we talk about forest bathing. We've even like come up with terms for like being in nature. But we are actually a part of the natural world. We are not separate from it, right? I think because we wear nice clothes and we have all these fancy structures around us that we've built, and the roads and the streets, that we've almost created these false barriers between ourselves and nature. And I say that as someone who does not like camping. So I should, it's really funny that I'm saying this, because I really could use less walls between myself and nature. I really could open up more to that. But my point is that we forget, right? That we are as much a part of the natural world as the little bunny that my daughter and I saw in the backyard this morning. We really are. And so what I want you to do is, wherever you're sitting, you know, if you can, take your shoes off. And I want you to put your feet on the ground. You could take your socks off too if you want to, but it's all good either way. I want you to put your feet on the ground. My feet barely reach the ground in this chair that I'm sitting in. It's not very good posture, I'm sure. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and out also through your nose, but a little bit of an extended breath. And I want you to keep breathing in that way, slow breaths in and a slightly longer breath out, same through the nose. And I want you to imagine that there are roots coming from the bottom of your feet. And those roots are extended all the way into the earth. I think it's funny to think about this because I'm on the second floor, so it has to go down one floor and then back down into the foundation and into the earth. So wherever you are, I want you to imagine, even if you're on the 15th floor, imagine those roots extending all the way down, all the way down, all the way down into the earth. And as you breathe, I want you to picture yourself gently calling back all of the energy that you've given away. All of the energy that is leaking towards things that you worry about, thoughts that are annoying and that hold you back, people that feel difficult. And I want you to imagine all of that energy coming right back to you through the roots in the earth, all the way up into the soles of your feet. Bring it back into your body. And then when you're ready, just take one more or two more deep breaths in through your nose and out through your nose. And you can open your eyes. And I would love to know how that felt. Humming, like I was gathering myself back inwards. I really needed that. Yes. Almost became a nap, but it did feel good. Yeah. Oh, that's good, Kristen. We can actually get a lot of energy just from doing that, right? Emotional, already crying in 5 minutes in. Oh. Sending you so much love. Relaxing. Okay, beautiful. Lightness, liberating. Yes, it's just in a few minutes we can bring that energy back to us, and we can remember who we are just in that short 2 minute grounding exercise. So, yeah. Okay, so another thing I want to remind you of, but you don't have to fix anything about yourself here. This isn't about like fixing, like, oh, I'm too self-critical, I'm too this. It's not about that. This is about you realizing that you have everything that you need, right? Even that simple exercise just gave you so much. So this is really about remembering. And now that we're grounded and here together, I want to share something important with you. Why this topic matters so much to me and why I care so much about you taking up space. And I'm here because for a long time, I lived the opposite. For a long time, for most of my life, I thought I was doing everything right. And I thought that doing everything right was the right way to be, right? To check all the boxes, to be a good girl, to be a good daughter-in-law, to, you know, to be like smiling and pleasing and to have everyone like you, right? Playing all the roles that were expected of me. And yet inside, there was always a quiet voice. And I can remember hearing that voice even through my 20s, a whisper that I kept silencing, who are you really, right? And it's such a funny thing, but to think about it now, but I remember hearing that, like, what about this thing that you really are thinking about a lot? What does that mean? Oh, shush, you know, go back and finish your master's degree. Like, it's sort of like something that if you can reflect on your own experience, there's probably been times where you've heard that whisper too. And I want to tell you a little bit of my story because I believe that when we share our stories, we not only give permission for others to share theirs too. And even within this group, I know that so many of you have like shared a story with me that prompted me to want to share a story and vice versa and with each other, right? So that is a big part of why I share my story. But it's also because through stories is how women connect And it has always been that way. So I wanted to give you a little side note to this conversation, which is relevant to it, really, is, you know, how our beautiful natural inclination to share information got turned into a negative word called gossip, right? So it's quite crazy. I was like looking, I'd read something months ago about where the word gossip came from. And I think like the Latin origin is basically a word that means godparent. But in that context, it meant the women who were in the room when a woman gave birth. So the other women, there was a name for them. And later, this word became a negative connotation for women talking with one another, right? Because when we talk with one another and we share information, we become more empowered. And in the 16th century, this is crazy, men basically wanted to silence women who seemed too talkative or rebellious. So in 1547 in the UK, a proclamation explicitly forbade women from gathering to babble and talk, mandating that husbands keep their wives indoors. So this was all about dismantling female networks and suppressing the exchange of information among women. And I know that sounds crazy and you think like, okay, but that was like how many centuries ago? But when we're going to like look back on the past several decades, we'll see that it's not that far-fetched. It's not so crazy that we would still feel the remnants of that. So more on that later. But many of you have heard this story, and I'm not going to go into great, great detail. But for those of you who, you know, I'm just meeting or haven't like gone deep on this, when I was 30, so almost 20 years ago now, I was living what lived like a dream life in California. You know, I was living in a beautiful city in San Francisco. I had a promising career in fashion. I was working at Gap Inc., working like my office, like overlooked the bay and the Bay Bridge. It was so beautiful. And I felt like I had my future very neatly mapped out. I'd married my high school sweetheart. And then suddenly my husband got really, really ill and critically ill. And I ended up spending months with him in the ICU in the US with no family around. So family had to fly in to be there. And it resulted in many, many years of caregiving all through my 30s until his eventual passing after a 1 year hospitalization. And that was when we were both 38. And, you know, I remember thinking in some strange way at that time, like when he had passed away, because I knew at that point it was coming. It wasn't a surprise. I thought that my life would be normal again, right? Like, it's like, oh, that strange part of my life. I don't know. Things we think, right? But it was only then that I had the space and time to breathe and reflect on what had just happened. And it forced me, you know, in my solitude to ask the questions that I had been too busy and too scared and also too conditioned, right? Because I was playing a lot of roles. I was a caregiver. I still had started a business at the time. So I was a co-founder. I was a daughter-in-law, right, with cultural expectations, especially when you're dealing with somebody who's not well. And so I had never given myself space to ask these questions. And some of the questions I started asking were, who am I really underneath it all, right? It kind of like strips away all the stuff and all the, I don't know, like it just forces you to go deeper and to explore who you are at a soul level. And I started asking myself, like, what do I want? Do I even know what I want? You know? And also, what kind of life am I willing to create for myself from the ashes of everything I thought I knew? Because I had built a life around everything I thought I knew, and it had literally gone to ashes. And so, what was I going to create from here? And I knew from that time that my soul wanted to go on the journey because I never felt like this was the end. I never felt like giving up. It doesn't mean that I wasn't in grief and confused and lost and feeling like a mess, right? Like I was feeling all those things. And I also knew that this is just the beginning of something. And what? I had no idea. And so it went. So over the last 10 years since that time, my journey has been one messy, beautiful, heartbreaking, but love-filled reclamation, piece by piece, step by step, decision by decision. And so in the past 10 years, since my husband passed away, I got married again and everyone's like, yay. But then I left because I realized, oh, you know, this hurt part of me entered that marriage. And so I realized that, right? And I realized it wasn't serving where I was going. And it was such a hard decision to make because we hold on to our decisions and we think our decisions say something about who we are. So it took me a long time to be like, nope, you learned and now you're moving on, right? So I left that marriage. In the last few years, I walked away from a established six-figure career that I liked, right? But I didn't love it and it didn't align with where my soul was calling me to go. And because of all the things that I have been through, I could hear that clearly and I could heed the call in a clearer way because all the distortion that so many of us are hearing around us, for me, a lot of that had fallen away because I'd been forced to go inwards through this difficult time, right? So part of the reason why I want to talk with you about this is I don't want you to have to wait for something difficult or, you know, I want you to feel that this is an option for you now to walk towards what it is that you want, that you can clear the pathway and yeah, it will be messy and beautiful, right? I built a life for myself, right? In the last 10 years, I have friendships that are truly like soul sisters and I only met them in my 40s. I have a beautiful new relationship now with a partner who just like sent me a text message before we started to tell me like, you're going to be awesome because you're awesome. Like that's what he said to me before this, right? And he truly is like a partner in all the ways. And a home for my daughter and I, and just a way of being, right? It's just like this trust in myself and my path. And again, not doesn't mean I don't get scared. It doesn't mean like I have it all figured out, but there's this sense of comfort that I've got me, right? And because I chose to trust myself again and again and move forward, life continues to unfold in the most beautiful ways. And now I am doing this work that I'm most passionate about, which is helping all of you remember who you are beneath all the rules, the expectations, and the conditioning, and to take up more space. I know you all have it in you. And I'm going to share some real examples of the ways that I feel that we don't even realize we're not taking up space. Okay. Okay. So that's why we're here together. And your story may not look exactly like, well, obviously your story does not look exactly like mine, but you have your own. Everybody has your own, right? So if you feel that quiet whisper inside of you, there's more for me, maybe even much more, you are in the right place. And you're also right. There is much more for you. And I believe that your next chapter can be even more beautiful, aligned, powerful, fulfilling, all the things you wrote in the chat than you can imagine. And it starts now with reclaiming who you already are. So who are you? I'm looking at the chat for a second. Oh, thank you, Colette. Yes, choosing to trust yourself. That's right. It is a choice, Tatiana, for sure. Okay, so who are you? Who are you? So in December, I took a trip to India after almost 10 years. And while there, I would say I reconnected to the goddess. And how do I define goddess? What do I mean by that? Especially for those of you who are maybe like, what is she talking about? So when I say goddess, I am not talking about some distant mythical figure, you know, on a pedestal somewhere, right? Like a statue. And I have a few of those. I'm talking about the part of you that is deeply wise, intuitive, radiant, powerful, and whole, even when the world tries to tell you otherwise. That is your goddess, your inner goddess, and she is always there. She's always there. The goddess is the feminine expression of higher consciousness, the force within you, and especially, and when I say within you, I mean within us as women, that creates, nurtures, leads, feels, and transforms. That is what women do. It is a part of your deepest inner knowing. It is there. And it's the part of you that doesn't need to earn your worth or prove yourself, because it is just who you are. So when we talk about embodying your inner goddess, we're talking about coming home to that part of yourself and leading your life from there. So when you are not in that place, right, when you are not tuned in to that wise soul within, or that intuitive part of you, then you are not in that moment connected with your inner goddess, but she is there, right? It's kind of like that saying with just because it's a cloudy day, is the sun not shining? Of course it is, right? It's just that the clouds are in front of us right now. So it's the same thing with our inner goddess. She's always there. It's just, are we connected with her? Are we speaking with her? And, you know, in the beginning, there was a deep honoring of that. There was a reverence for the goddess, for our feminine energy and strength. India is full of temples dedicated to goddesses who, you know, reign over different areas of our psyche and of our spirit and of our soul, and with deep, powerful stories of the role of the feminine in the shaping of our universe, in the creation of it, right? So that's what the goddess, in many ancient cultures and in many ancient stories, that's who she is. That's the role that she plays. So in the beginning, we had this reverence for our power. We had a sense of respect for what the feminine brings. We had a voice at the table. We had influence and a way of being. And it was very much honored. And there was an understanding that we were very much needed, and not in a supportive role, right? Not in a like, bring the men the food role. We had a main role to play. And over centuries, women were made to feel like we were the separate, like the lesser sex, right? And within the Supernova membership community earlier this year, we had a whole session where we explored what our grandmothers' lives were like. What was amazing to hear from all the stories of the women, regardless of cultural background, was that those stories were just 100 years ago, right? Where our grandmothers basically had very limited freedoms and choices, very, very limited. Even in India, for example, in the old days, a widow, and even honestly, in some parts of India today, a widow was considered to be cursed in India. It was almost like she had bad luck and her husband died, and they were literally cast aside. So imagine me at being a widow at 38, carrying that ancestral load. Like, I didn't feel in my conscious mind that, like, oh my gosh, you're a widow, you're worthless. But there was a time when that was the case, right? And I think for my mom, who became a widow when she was 50, which I'm going to turn 50 next year, I don't think she carried it that way, but I think it did take her down a lot more. Like, she sort of felt like that was the end in a lot of ways. So most of us on this call were born in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And through all our generations, we have been fighting to get back, to reclaim the truth about who we are, That's what we've been doing all these decades, right? The 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to now. And I want to quickly highlight some of that journey with you so that, again, we can remember why do we feel the way that we feel. So in the 60s, many women were isolated at home, especially in the West, although I probably it's worse. It would be even worse in other parts of the world. They were highly medicated for their depression because women were meant to look pretty and be good homemakers and not talk too much and not complain and to love being at home. And their dissatisfaction turned to depression and anxiety. And they were on tranquilizers. Like it was called like mother's little helper. There was actually a term for the medications that women took in the 60s. And then in the 70s and 80s, we fought for a place at the table, right? But we faced incredible discrimination, harassment, like, and the crushing pressure to be perfect in both areas, because the expectations at home, like from the husband, was like, you still have to be the same level of wife and mother, right? Which some of us still face some of that now. And then in the 90s, we hit this glass, that hit those glass ceilings, right? We were told to lean in, but still judged so much more harshly. And again, all with a set of rules that were not created for women, that were only created for men. And then in the 2000s and basically up till now, we have gained visibility, but with that visibility comes new pressures, right? To be polished, palatable, productive, to like be super moms, right? So all of this lives in us. And so the hesitation that we may feel to speak up, to take up space, or to own our power isn't weakness, it's inherited survival. So it's not our fault that we feel this way, that our default is to feel this way. But what we have been made to feel is not true. It's not true. And that's a part that makes me mad. And I feel like we all need to be a little bit more mad. You know, women make things happen when we're a little bit mad. And I think that there's some good in that. And now we get to choose to break that cycle together by bringing awareness to this, by having conversations like this, because we are a very necessary part of the magic of this universe, right? Not just because of who we are biologically, obviously, right? Like there's that role to play, but it's because of the unique strengths and gifts and powers and skills the world very much needs. And I mean, look around today, right? I think they need us. I really think they need us. So, and many of us have still been waiting, right, for permission to use them, or we very hesitantly use them. And then we pull back when we don't get the response that we want, right? Like we feel very tentative and hesitant in a lot of ways, not in all ways, but in some ways. And so what happens is the desire is there. And we start to like step towards it, and we start to create and we start to feel good. But then the fear of that inherited past comes flooding back, and then we retreat again. And so what I want to talk about is like, how does this show up, right? How are we not taking up space? And so I want to share some examples, but I would love for you to think about and even share in the chat, like, well, how does it show up for you? How does not taking up space show up for you? So some of the ways that I have noticed in myself and in other women is feeling afraid to tell your boss you've got a side hustle. So I know women who have incredible side hustles and they are like keeping it completely secret from their boss. Now I understand that, but to just not even evaluate how can I bring this up because this is my life and I can make more money if I want to, and I'm like a grown woman, a grown ass woman, and I can do my job and do this. I faced this in my last job. I had a side hustle and my boss gave me a bit of shit about it, but I was like, right? And I'm not trying to say that it's that easy for everyone, but are you even opening that up? So that's one. Not sharing your point of view because it goes contrary to the mainstream. This is a big one for women, and I know it's a big one for me. I have so many things that I want to say that I just like, I don't say them, but I'm going to start. So just watch out. Catherine says, I'm self-conscious about my deep spiritual beliefs. And meanwhile, Catherine, I feel like your deep spiritual beliefs are such a gift. You know, they're such a gift. And what are we depriving others from by not sharing those? I do that a lot in WhatsApp discussions. Yes. Not taking time to build my side hustle. Yeah. Like that. It's like exploring what part of me why am I not doing that? Right. Some women keep their worries about their kids to themselves because somehow they feel it reflects poorly on them as a mother, right? Like, I don't want to share the story about my child because what does it say about me? And like, is it because I'm working too much? Right? Like, it's like we reflect everything back on ourselves. Worrying that you took up too much time on a call. This is very present for me in Supernova because lots of women will share in the calls and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I think I took up way too much time. Like, no, you didn't take up too much time. I would have like been like, okay, let's transition to the next person, right? So it's like the little ways that we use our energy to make sure everything is okay and to not be too big or too loud or to say too much. Putting too much energy into worrying about how someone took something you said. This used to be, I know this is a very common thing for a lot of us, and this used to be a thing for me, but I have found myself being like, nope, not going to put energy into that. Nope, I'm not going to think about that. If they have a problem, they can come and talk to me about it, but I'm not going to overthink it, right? Conversely, overthinking a comment someone made to you and giving it too much energy. Be like, what did she mean by that? Like, you know, and you start to like overanalyze it, like it hit something within you. And now you're like, what did she mean by that? I'm going to ask her what she meant by that. Okay, let's see what else is in here. I used to share my contrary opinion, but was made to feel alone. Not sure if others just didn't speak up because of their own fear. Absolutely, Jennifer. I think 1,000% that is the case, that people are probably wanting to secretly message you on the side and say, I agree, but I'm not going to say anything. I feel like I've done that where I've messaged people. Andrea says, I replay conversations in my head for days. Yes. See, that's like another way we're not taking up space because we're putting energy towards worrying about how we're being seen instead of being seen. Virginie says, I don't cook. My partner does. And I was like, should we apologizing about that? I totally get it. So I do not make a lot of Indian food and my mom does not let me forget it. She's always like, you know, you should be doing this and how with blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? Nova is going to be fine. And I wish that I had more time and maybe I will one day, but it's not now. Let's see. Rejection sensitivity for sure. Alina says, I fear if my passion project will be successful. Yes. And you know, like, I think that's another thing we do is binary thinking it's like either it's going to work or it's not going to work. And we all know that nothing is that way, right? It's like you try something, you test something, you learn something, you tweak it, right? But for us, it's like, but I need to exude this person who is perfect and I need to exude this person who's successful, especially after all my success. I need to continue that string of successes, right? But we don't grow that way. The physical fear response for relatively small things, such as worrying that I've upset someone. Yes, Colette, and I love that you shared the physical fear response because I don't want to make light of that, right? Like the fact is, when we have these deeply held fears and subconscious beliefs, they do elicit a body response. So actually tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about that. Like it's fine to know all this, but how do we feel safe to move forward, right? How do we feel safe to take up more space? That's really important. ADHD rambling combo. See, Andrea, I've never experienced you rambling. So, Adria says, feeling like what I do is never good enough and don't see the successes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing that. Really. I think what I had here is very similar to what many of you shared, overthinking a comment someone made to you, spending too much energy on why someone didn't like your LinkedIn post. I put that in there because I feel like people post and they're like, oh my gosh, not a single person, right? And then that you make that feel mean something about you. And I was even thinking as I was making this list, like, what if like three people had shown up for this call? Like, would I make that mean something? And I decided I wasn't going to. So if only three of you had shown up, I decided, I was like, I don't care if there's only three people on this call, because I want to give those three people this message, right? And I think that is a bit of the exercise. And also when we do it together, it doesn't feel as scary because we're like, oh my gosh, you feel the same way. Wow, okay. And like, I'm gonna post this. Will you like it? Right? And you get support. Yes, totally. The algorithm. Okay, so you know, it makes sense. What used to happen to us used to define us. That's the thing. So when we think about all these things that we're afraid of in the past, they used to define us. Like I shared, you know, the word widow, or, you know, imagine women who were divorced in the 60s, or women who had mental illness, depression, like it was all hidden away. It's like, oh, you know, that happened to her. And then she was never the same and she never came out of it. Right. Families who couldn't have children, right? For some reason, like they couldn't have children. And instead of it like not defining them and being just an experience that they then moved, you know, moved on in whatever direction from, it became this like thing that they had to carry around with them, like especially as women. It was almost like you were cursed or something. But we women are so much stronger than that. And we always have been, right? We are never stuck. Even if we may feel stuck sometimes, we are never stuck. We are not static. As women, we hold the extraordinary ability to evolve, to reshape our lives, to transform, to choose our next chapter again and again. We know how to do that inherently, and that's what I want you to remember. Our power lives in our ability to change and to be fluid. And when I think of some of the women, some of you on this call, that is what you are in the process of, right? You are choosing this process. You're choosing to make decisions that are not difficult, that are not easy, in the name of transformation. And you are actively participating in that unfolding. So if you are feeling like you are stuck in some way or not playing full out, it's time to go deeper, and it's time to remember who you really are. And that's what we talked about today. And I want to pause here to ask you a few questions. And I'm going to be dropping these questions in the WhatsApp chat as well. So the first one is, where have you been holding back or seeking permission? I'm going to just drop it in the chat. Where have you been holding back or seeking permission? That's the first one. The second question I want you to ask yourself is, when have you felt most powerful and alive? Like there was a power surging through you as if you could do anything. I feel like there are a few key moments in my life where I remember that. I always remember the story where I swore at my mom. And I didn't swear at her, right? Like not directed at her, but I remember I was like fed up, and I was in a really, really stressful, heavy, like overwhelming time in my life. And my mom said something like basically to the tune of, what will people think? And I said, and if there's any kids around, please cover their ears. I said, Mom, I don't give a fuck. And she was like, oh, Kana, Kana, you don't have to swear. And I was like, I do, Mom, I do. But it was like this sense of this power surging through me. Like I was like, I have to say this to you. And this is how I feel. And I'm so glad I did, because it was just literally a few words. Yes, there was just literally a few words, but it was like me standing my ground. It was me remembering who I am and taking up space and being like, fuck this. No, you know? So I want you to remember that. And it could be a story like that, or it could be like standing on a stage, or it could be anything, voicing your opinion or whatever. And then the third question is, what are your goddess qualities? Like what, you know, what are those like beautiful, deep, like unique to you qualities? And by unique to you, I don't mean like, you know, you're creative and nobody else is creative, but I mean, like, you feel that this is part of your gifts. I want you to, like, really write those down, right? What are your goddess qualities and how could you amplify them, right? Because that's a part of how we take up space. Like, even Catherine, when you shared your deep spiritual beliefs, it's like, what would it look like to amplify those qualities, right? Yeah. Okay. So what I want to leave you with is that it's not your fault that an old soundtrack plays in the background of your mind, right? We all have that same soundtrack playing. And it's the one that says you got to stay small. Don't be too much. Don't be too pleasing. Do not take up too much space. You know, don't take up too much time. Don't rock the boat, right? And that voice was wired into generations of women. And that's why our moms are the ones who will say, what will people think, right? Because they lived fully in that mode. We're like not in there as much, but we still hold it. It runs deep. So we have the power to change the track. We don't have to listen to that anymore. We can turn down the noise of that old conditioning and we can turn up a new song, right? The one of the beauty of the feminine consciousness and the role that we came to play here. It also exists in our history. It's just that it's much further back. It's way further back, but it's one that speaks to your power, your voice, and your worth. It speaks to the truth, right? And that soundtrack over the last few centuries is not the truth. So what I want to have you do post this session is to answer those questions. And then I also have created this 11-minute goddess meditation. I know some of you have tried it before, but it's just 11 minutes. It's quite short, but it's to help you connect with your inner goddess. So I'll drop that in the chat as well. And, you know, why do I start here, right? Why do I start here with this topic, with remembering who you are? Because what you think about yourself is everything. And if we constantly have this background soundtrack running that, you know, we're like less than, right? That we're like playing a supportive role, or that like our gifts aren't valuable. What we think is what we create, right? So if you think you can't, you won't. If you think you're small, you'll act it. If you think you're not athletic, you'll never be. Right? If you think you can't speak on stages, you won't even get close to it. And, you know, if you think you are too old to find a good partner, you won't see one when he's right in front of you. But when you remember that you were created on purpose, just like every other living thing on this planet was created on purpose, right? We were created on purpose, women, us. We were created by a higher power, a consciousness that saw a need for us on earth. Then what will we believe, right? We'll believe that almost anything is possible. So tomorrow we're going to talk about embodying that power. So how do we take this remembrance and activate it and live it? And how do we live from that source of knowing on a daily basis? So we'll take it from theory to practice tomorrow. And on this call are members of the Supernova community. I mentioned this to you already. And as members, they get access to special workshops like this, either at a discount or complimentary. And we have conversations like this all the time. And we lean into making these shifts together as a community. That's what Supernova is about. It's about the future. It's about like propelling us into a new future that we are creating. So for those of you who are not yet members, I invite you to learn more about it. I'll drop the link in here, and or maybe I'll just drop it in the chat. And thank you so much for a beautiful hour together. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram, or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, We need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.